وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، حفظك الله ورعاك. نسأل الله أن يحفظك يا أبا بكر، وأن يبارك فيك، وأن يرفع مقدارك، وأن يزيد من حسناتك، وأن يجعل ميزانك ثقيل عند أن تلقى ربك، لا سيما مع هذا الجهد. My dear brother, may Allah جل وعلا have his keys يوم القيامة, increase in all خير, add your knowledge, increase your knowledge, increase your إيمان, make you one among the most beneficial brothers there. I'm happy to recontact with you again, أخي. Yes, I still remember you, my dear brother. Even your contact number is saved in my phone. بارك الله فيك. Even though after many years, الحمد لله. I'm among the brothers who they will never forget their brothers, and they love them for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, even for one meeting. So I appreciate you, my brother. Please keep your good work and keep your hard working with your brothers. And yes, my dear brother, please keep us in contact always. Inshallah, we're going to meet each other one day, bi'idhnillah, if it's not in dunya and akhirah. Okay, my brother, first thing I advise you to take care of the masjid regarding everything. Take care of the building regarding everything, ya akhi, barakallah fika. Building the masjid is to build the masjid in Islam. These kind of terms involve two different meanings. The first one, building physically. Physically means regarding making the walls, the grounds, the tiles, according to your ability. Include beautifying the masjid, cleanliness, make it smell nice. You understand? Make it an example for Masajid Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Masajid Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah should be the best masajid regarding everything, without wasting, without tabdeer, without israf. Make it beautiful how much you can, make it clean how much you can, make it smell nice how much you can. Always, my brother, take care of the maintenance of the masjid till the end. Make the masjid look an example for the other masajid according to your ability, my brothers. And after that, ya akhi, barakallah fi, take care of building the masjid regarding al-dhikr, regarding al-dhikr, regarding the iman, regarding the knowledge, regarding practicing the sunnah. Allah jalla ala called both of these actions building the masajid. Masajid Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, even though most of the time it's a humble, it's not like the masajid al-Awam and others, but mashallah, it benefit the ummah. Small masjid for Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it could benefit a big ummah. When those awam, they have big, beautiful masajid, actually it doesn't benefit themselves. Most of the time it's like that. So my dear brother, حفظك الله تعالى, always keep the classes and the durus on, depends on your ability and your brother's ability. Always the prayers according to the sunnah. Always try to make the people understand this, how the message is supposed to be, and this is a small example for the masjid of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and their followers. The masajid used to be a life masajid. So the masajid akhi today is two types. You have a dead masajid and you have a life masajid. The dead masajid is the buildings, the masajid that they built it from outside and they didn't build it from inside. You understand, like a dead body, like Allah جل وعلا say, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي فِي النَّاسِ كَانَ مَثَلُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ خَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. وقال الله تعالى, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. وهكذا يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام, مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه كمثل الحي الميت. Example for those who they mention Allah عز وجل from inside to outside, and from those who they don't mention Allah عز وجل, the example of them is the person who is alive and the person who is dead. So I said to you, my dear brother, have the masajid, have a lot of masajid for the Muslims. It's a dead masajid. Dead masajid because they build from outside, they beautify it. But from inside is dead. No dhikr, no ilm, no spreading the sunnah, no practicing it, no defending for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no learning the Quran till the end. Very sad, very sad, akhi, very sad situation. And Masajid Ahl al-Sunnah is a life masajid. You can feel that the soul is active inside it. You understand? And the souls of the brothers active inside it, mashallah. You see, the masajid is all time is include some people. All time have people do, some people they do pray, some people they pray, some people they do dhikr, some people they teach, some people they refute, some the people they defend, some people they advise, some people receiving advice. And mashallah, all time the masajid al-Sunnah is life. Even some say Ahlul Sunnah have people who they sleep there. You understand? وَرَجُلٌ تَعَلَّقَ قَلْبُهُ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ Among those people who they be in the shade of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Qiyamah, those people who they are in love in the masajid, stay in the masajid all time. You understand? Till khalas, it became like a home. It's their life. Like I said to you, my dear brothers, before. You know, you go to the masjid to search for your family, for your real family, subhanAllah. So, make your masjid among this masjid, barakallahu fika. And you must realize this is part of appreciating the name of Allah Ta'ala. You understand? When Allah give you a big ni'mah like this, you know, you have a masjid. Masjid means you have at the center where you can spread the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the salaf radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It is big ni'mah. Allah grant you a big ni'mah. It doesn't matter how it is, even if it's made of wood or mud. You understand? So with this way, appreciate the ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala by make it alive from inside. You understand? Take care of both situations. Habibakallah. If you got any question, my dear brother, when you take care of the people, bringing water, saving them from inside, give them food, it's a good way and it's a good strategy to call to Allah Azza wa Jal and to attract the people to come to Masajid Al-Sunnah. Masajid Al-Sunnah itself, it's da'wah. So when you bring the people to inside to see how the people are practicing inside, it's very good strategic. You understand? Through water, through invitation for food, through invitation for conference. You understand? You have walima, you have this, you're inviting the people to the masjid, you eat together, you live together. Yeah, this is very good strategy. Our masjid is alive even according to these activities. You understand? So now we are in a scenario, imagine you bring kind of waters, kind of food, kind of this, and include some photos. What you need to do? The answer is, I give you a practical way we are practicing it. You understand? We have those brothers, most of them is the Mu'adhin, and few brothers with him, we have stickers. You know stickers? We have stickers, we buy stickers, cheap stickers. And so we bring these kind of bottles and this kind of food packaging or whatever, include some photos, the brothers immediately, they put just stickers on it. Quick. You understand? They put stickers on it. Simple as that. Alhamdulillah. First thing we try to choose our best that food and ingredients that the packaging of it doesn't include any kind of photos. But if we have, we bring to the masjid and we put stickers. Simple as that. So if it's easy for you, do it. You understand? If it's difficult for you and you cannot, and you are going to get rid of it quick, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Why is that? Because these photos, you are not respecting it. It's actually in a humiliation situation. We say, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. But I prefer for you to stay in the middle path. For those people, they say, no, you need to erase it, you need to take it off. In every situation, you're making things, life difficult for some people, especially in this place where not easy to get food without a photo packaging. You understand? And when we say a photo in a packaging means it's not respected and sooner or later it will be removed. You understand? Maybe one day, half day, 2 days, it will be removed and be thrown out in the garbage. You understand? But I advise you to take a middle path. Why? To teach the people the sunnah. To teach the people the sunnah and to tell them, look how we deal with these kind of things before Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid it for us. So you teach them too. Just put these stickers, take a sticker that have a color, can cover the face. One or two brothers, they take care of this issue. Very simple, very easy. You understand? Barakallahu fika. May Allah reward you. And may Allah make all of you firm. Yes, akhi, please keep in contact. And I wish and I hope to visit you in your place one day, inshallah. To strengthen you and give you aid and support you. Barakallahu fika. Assalamu alaikum.